The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And so tonight, I would like to offer a mudita practice, which means sympathetic joy. And this mudita, this sympathetic joy, is the joy that comes from the success or the happiness or the good fortune that other people might have. And we can even apply this to ourselves if we have good fortune or goodness in our lives, and that we can be joyful for ourselves and be happy for ourselves. And it's something that we all regularly experience. Like if you, for example, see a puppy play, you might feel the joy of the puppy, like joy for the puppy, for their happiness. Or the joy of a child playing. Those are kind of really these easy examples that we probably all feel some joy if we see those things, see those beings have a good time. So it can be a very accessible Brahma Vihara, one of the four, it's one of the four Brahma Viharas. And so it can be a very accessible thing to experience, especially if you're feeling this for people who or beings, yeah, who you feel close to. And so it might be a little harder to feel it for strangers or for beings or people that you don't really like. That usually takes a little bit more practice. Like if it's a colleague that you don't like who gets a promotion, you might not feel so joyful. You might feel a little envious or like something else than joy. So the practice is though, it's called a practice. So we can practice this. It can be trained. So if we start with those easier beings, we can slowly but gradually kind of expand our capacity to feel joy for all beings, even those that we don't really like as much. And it is kind of like, I find it interesting because compassion is directed towards suffering, right? So if there's some suffering or difficulty present, then compassion can arise. But it's not as nice to engage with suffering. And this practice really engages with goodness and joy and the beautiful qualities in life. So it can be like, we can be like internally motivated to practice this because it feels so good. And I really like this quote from the Dalai Lama. This was a while ago. He says, "There are 6 billion people in the world. If you can share joy in the good things that happen to others, your chances of being joyful are increased by 6 billion. And so since there are now, I think, like 8 billion people in the world, our chances are even more increased. Yeah, so this practice of this sympathetic joy can really make a significant difference in our lives. Like when I started to learn about this quality, as I began with meditation, I realized that there was this kind of pattern that instead of viewing others, people's success and prosperity as something that I could be happy for, I often felt it as kind of a threat to myself, especially as if it was something that I wanted. And so this Buddhist concept of sympathetic joy really changed that for me, that I can now feel joy for someone or rejoice in someone else's success or happiness, even if it's something that I want. So this really can be a positive spiral for us, a positive spiral of wholesomeness. And so we'll do the meditation now, the mudita practice. And I will guide it, so some of you might be familiar with it. But if you're not, don't worry, I'll guide, so you don't have to have any prior knowledge about this meditation. So you can settle into your meditation posture, or as far as you haven't already. And you can take a moment to settle into your posture, to really settle into this moment. You can feel the body sitting, or maybe you're lying down, feel the body lying down. And if it's comfortable, you can close your eyes to encourage this inward looking. So really notice the body resting on the surface beneath it, maybe a chair, a floor, couch. Notice how the body is contacting the surface beneath it. Especially notice how the feet are touching the floor. The contact with the earth through the floor. Even if you're in a building that is multiple stories, through the walls, down into the foundation, there's still the contact with the earth. You can notice how the breath enters and exits the body. Maybe when you breathe out, the first couple of breaths, you could have the intention to let go of any tension. Let any tension or stress just kind of sink into the earth. You can surrender it to the earth. As you're breathing, you can notice if there's any areas in the body that you'd like to spend a little bit of time with, that you'd like to maybe invite to relax a bit more or to soften. Maybe the shoulders or the belly. Maybe the other little muscles in the face. You can return to the breathing whenever you feel like that's useful. Know that during the meditation, at any moment that it feels useful or helpful, you can always return to this breathing, just the noticing of the breathing in and the breathing out. And if you feel ready, you can connect to your heart area in the center of your chest. And tune into what is it like in the heart area right now. Maybe there's a warmth or a glow, softness and openness. Or maybe it's the opposite, kind of closed off and a little dark, or maybe you don't feel much. Either way is fine. It's just about knowing what is happening in the heart area right now. There's no right or wrong. We can just receive and be with how it is right now. From this connection with our heart area, we can send these wishes to other beings and to ourselves. And we'll repeat silently these wishes. And so I'll name the being that we're sending this mudita or the sympathetic joy. And then I'll name the phrases, the wishes. And when I'm silent, you can just repeat the wishes in your heart and mind with your attention on the being. And we'll start with a dear being in your life. Someone, it could be a person, it could also be an animal like a pet. So a being that experiences some goodness, some joy, some good fortune. A dear being in your life that experiences some goodness, some joy, or some good fortune. And if you have this being in mind, you can visualize this being in front of you. If you're visually oriented, you can also feel their presence or use their name, whatever works best for you. And then with this being in mind, in your heart and mind, you can offer these phrases, these well wishes. I am happy for your happiness. Or this beautiful dear being, I am happy for your happiness. I take joy in your good fortune. And this practice is not so much about that we feel right away this joy. We might, and that would be great. But the most important thing is the intention to be joyful about others' happiness or good fortune. This intention is what does the work in the background. And so, by using those phrases, those wishes, we are intending for joy to arise. And that's what matters. That's what planting the seeds of this mudita practice. May your joy continue, may it grow. May your joy or good fortune lead to ever increasing ease and freedom. Know that if other mental or heart states come up other than mudita, that the practice is actually working. If we feel envy or we feel frustration or other things that are not joy, then this is actually purification. So this practice will bring up what is not in line with it yet in our hearts and minds. And so we can maybe bring in some compassion for ourselves. But yeah, there's frustration now, or there's envy. And that's okay. That's what needs to be seen. And if it gets difficult, then we can always return to the breath for a while. And now we can let the dear being fade to the background. And we can bring ourselves in our hearts. And maybe you can connect to yourself just as you're sitting here or laying down. Or maybe you would like to visualize yourself in front of you. And you can also use an image of yourself at a different stage of life. stage of life where you were happy. It could be like yesterday, or it could be when you were a child. But it might be good to connect to a period of your life where you were happy, even if it was for a moment. Maybe you're happy now and you can connect to it now. Or maybe a period where you experienced some goodness or good fortune. And we can offer the phrases for ourselves. I am happy for my happiness. You can silently repeat the phrases. I am happy for my happiness.
Oh.
May this joy or this good fortune grow. May it continue.
You can relax into the practice, no need to strain.
And kind of let the phrases do the work. Settle back and relax. And let the phrases just roll like waves on the beach. May my joy or good fortune lead to ever increasing ease and freedom. May I appreciate my own wholesome qualities? can let go of practice for ourselves, and for the rest of the meditation, you can choose if you'd like to continue with this mudita practice or a different being that you feel inspired to offer mudita to, sympathetic joy. Or if you want to continue for the dear being or for yourself. Or if you might want to just meditate in your own way. And so, for those who'd like to continue, I'll briefly repeat some of the phrases so you can choose one or all of them. I am happy for your happiness. I take joy in your good fortune. May your joy or good fortune continue. May it grow. May your joy lead to ever-increasing ease and freedom. So we'll continue in silence for a while. during these last few minutes of the meditation, we can take a moment to see if there's maybe a little bit of gratitude or appreciation arising for ourselves for taking the time to practice this beautiful heart quality of joy. This gratitude for our willingness to face whatever is in the way of this cultivation of joy. Our willingness to engage with this practice. It's something quite remarkable. And so maybe a little bit of gratitude or appreciation can arise. Maybe this appreciation and gratitude can be extended to all of us here on Zoom as well, practicing in a community is so supportive. And so we maybe offer our gratitude to all of us here on Zoom and for their support in our practice. And maybe we can offer a mudita phrase for all of us on Zoom. Maybe we can offer, may your joy continue, may it grow. And you can offer this phrase too for all of those who might be listening to this recording. May your joy continue, may it grow. We can also offer it to all beings everywhere. May the joy of all beings everywhere continue and grow. And lastly, we can take a moment to share this goodness that arises from practicing the heart qualities. A lot of wholesomeness is generated, and this wholesomeness is generated independent of how the practice actually goes. The wholesomeness is generated by our intention to practice. And this goodness, this wholesomeness, can be shared with all beings everywhere. And by sharing, it multiplies. Just like an idea multiplies if we share it. So may all beings everywhere share in the goodness that arises from our practice. May it benefit their happiness, their well-being, and freedom, just like it benefits ours. Thank you, everyone. And with these kind of practices, these Brahmavihara practices, we sometimes really can feel it flowing in our hearts, in our minds, in our system, in our body-mind system. It kind of feels like it's radiating out in all directions. And other times we might feel it less or not feel much at all or feel the opposite. And like I said in the meditation, it doesn't really matter because it's about our intention to cultivate this wholesomeness. And if we feel something else, then we know that it's purification happening, that the practice is actually working. So we can trust that whatever arises for us, that we're on the path. And so there's maybe a couple of minutes to hear from a few of you, just if you have like a short reflection or just a comment or something that you'd like to share, feel free to maybe raise your hand, Zoom hand, or if there's not that many, you can unmute. I see Bill raised the Zoom hand. You can mute.
Hi, I just wanted to thank you for your words about purification. I find that very encouraging. That's really all I need to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, great. Yeah, Don.
Hello. Thank you so much. And I really appreciated how thoughtful and I don't know, sort of a quiet intelligence. I just really enjoyed the meditation with you. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Don. I see you, yeah. I'll need to unmute, yeah, great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I came away from the meditation and thinking that as long as one person is irradiating mudita, there is hope for our species. And here tonight, there are 40 doing it. How much more hope?
That's beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. Hope for our species. Pietro, am I saying it right?
Yes. Thank you so much. I'm actually also from originally from Europe, in my case, Italy. But thank you so much. I echo everything that was said. This was lovely, and I really appreciate the like the mudita for yourself. You know, traditionally we send it out, but I really like the mudita for yourself. But there was also one thing that was a little create some doubt in my mind, which is like, so for instance, now I'm feeling pretty happy, so I was happy for my happiness, and yet I knew that it's not gonna last, right? And that's basic Buddhist teaching, but in general, like I just know that it will usually a peak follows by a valley. So there was that kind of tension. I was like, yeah, I really want it to grow and continue. Phrase, and then in the other part of my mind was like, but he won't. So it was like a little bit of a tension there. So I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. So this practice and also the other Brahma Viharas is it's not so much about that it always comes true or that if you miss another person, well, you don't have it in control that it actually happens. So it's a wish, it's an intention, and in this case we know that it's probably not going to be always happy, always joyful. So, but we can have the intention though, which is kind of a That's kind of the cultivation, this cultivation of joy. And the more we cultivate it, the more it's going to arise in our lives. So yeah, we can hold it like that. So like if we don't cultivate it, it's not going to arise as much. So we can hold it like, oh, it's going to be beneficial, even if it's not always going to be like this. I see Kathleen also. Kathleen, you're the last one, and then we'll go over to the breakout groups.
Okay, I just want to thank, as I put in the chat, thank you for your emphasis on joy and happiness. Often it's, maybe the business of safety or suffering, and all of the difficulties is usually what it sort of feels like in my heart. And this was just like, joyful to the world kind of idea, and I very, very much appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your comment. And this is very important because there is so much emphasis on dukkha, on the suffering and the difficulty. And the Buddha really encourages us to actually cultivate wholesome qualities and to have a wholesome heart and attitude in the world, even though there's a lot of difficulty. But it's so beneficial to cultivate this so that we don't drown in the difficulty. We'll come back. Oh, we have just a couple of minutes for a few more comments. If there's anything you'd like to share about your breakout group, or yeah, I see someone raised their hand on the phone. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Michael. So it was like way mudita, filling, hearing others sharing joyful things that happened to them and when they experienced joy. So thank you for the mudita topic this evening.
Great. Thanks. Thanks for sharing. Yeah. Yeah, Mima.
Thank you. I just really appreciated this practice tonight because of the part when you mentioned for us to feel joy for ourselves. I felt that I was given permission to count my blessings and to be grateful. And I just felt my heart light up. Like it just felt, I could feel the energy. Like I was so tense before I sat and I could feel the transformation. And it brought tears to my eyes because I found relief and joy. So thank you for sharing that with us tonight. It was really beneficial.
Yeah, wonderful. So good to hear. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah.